Freedom is a choice, and yet so many people decide not to be free.
Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast, the show dedicated to helping women get their periods back and restore their health naturally. I'm your host, Danny Sheriff, and sometimes the show is hosted by other members of our expert team here at the HA Society. Each episode dives into real stories, signs, and strategies for your period recovery. Whether you're deep in the HA journey or just starting to piece it all together, we've got you. And if you're looking for more support and connection, I promise you there are many other women going through this too. Come join us inside of our private community at thehasociety.com. Let's dive in. You're listening to the HA podcast because you're trying to recover from HA. So here's what I believe should be your next step. The Restore Your Fertility program is the same method that we use with our private and group coaching clients. We've been using this method since 2021, and it's wildly successful at helping women understand why they have HA, develop a plan to recover it, track their progress throughout, and fall pregnant if need be, and of course, stay recovered long term. One of the hardest parts of HA recovery is knowing what actually applies to you. You can listen to podcasts, read blog posts or Instagram posts, Google all of the symptoms, and learn a ton. But at some point, you do need to stop collecting information and actually follow a process, because not even ChatGPT can answer these things for you. That is what the Restore Your Fertility program is designed to help you do. And inside, we walk you step by step through the HA Society's method for restoring your cycle and fertility. You'll learn what changes to make, why they matter, and how to actually implement them in your own life. And it's not a one-size-fits-all. You will go through various audits and sections that help you really customize this for yourself. And you will not be doing it entirely alone. You'll have access to our group calls and the ability to DM our coaches and other members or post in the main feed anytime that you have questions or feel stuck. The whole thing is month to month, so you can cancel anytime and you can move through the program at your own pace. So if you want to bust it out in a month, great. If you want to go slower, awesome. Want to stay for the community and accountability? Love that. So if you've been listening to the show for a while and you're thinking, all right, I understand, have HA, but what do I actually do now? This is where I want you to start. So go to thehasociety.com to join the Restore Your Fertility program and start working through the method today.
There we go. Okay, we're recording. All right. Hey guys, welcome back to the HA podcast. Yes. New studio, new
vibe.
We're seeing how we go.
I don't know where to look.
No one is allowed to free bleed in this studio.
You are not wrong. I'm ovulating.
I'm on my period.
Yeah. We said Mishi has got to plug it.
Yeah, I did. For today.
Yeah. I'm sure everybody thinks you. Maybe we should open this up with your free bleeding journey. I mean, not to hijack
it. I feel like it is what it is.
Yeah. But you know, when I originally was free bleeding, I still was very much a hermit. So free bleeding was really easy.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I just feel like when some people are like, I'm free bleeding out in the wild, I'm like, but are you?
No, I mean, they might be for sure, but
they're going to get attacked by a bear.
Like if we go back to that episode where we were all talking about free bleeding,
yeah.
I was very much still in my shell stage of where I wasn't really out in the wild. And I was spending a lot of time inside because we had just moved to Florida and I didn't know anybody. Yeah. Yeah. And so it was really easy for me to free bleed in my own home.
Fair. You have the right
but,
to do that.
But, however, I have caught myself, like, you know, I don't know. My family came into town, and they were all like, hey, let's go get dinner or something, whatever. And I just, like, forgot that I was, like, free bleeding that day. And I just left. I just left the house. And I didn't even realize until I got home. I was like, damn, I was at a restaurant sitting on their chairs.
Girl.
Yeah. Day one and two, you got to have something.
Yeah, it must.
No, you could totally gaslight on day three or four.
Yeah, but it must have been like later in my cycle for me to have subconsciously like for, yeah. been okay.
Your body
with
was
that.
Like, I'm over this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's actually not what we were going to talk about, but no. You brought it up, Danny, well, with the chairs.
I'm sorry.
You brought it, like, you triggered that. Well,
everyone
thing.
Who's seeing this new studio for the first time is thinking, like, wow, that's really white. If you guys are just listening to the show, you'll have to.
Yeah. Okay. This was brought on by the white chairs.
Or if you're watching on Spotify, it has video.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay.
Well, so we wanted to bring this up. Some of you guys saw us talk about it on Instagram. Mm. And you know what? Quite frankly, it like got some people talking. And so we want to address it. And we also just want the opportunity to come together as a group and address it together.
Yeah. I actually thought about this comment this morning when I was getting dressed. And I didn't even know that we're going to talk about it today.
Great. Why did it come up for you?
Oh, I'll share later.
Okay, it'll come.
Hit pause.
So
I meant hit play. Double tap it.
So someone, I guess like a month ago or so, Mishi was like, hey, check this out. A screenshot from
in our group chat.
A Reddit thread.
Abby remembered the exact date. She was like, July 4th.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's a memorable date. So we...
Freedom.
We got this, it's called a thread. On the amenorrhea recovery Reddit, like, forum category. And it's called HA Society Coaches Scare Me. And says, I'm sorry. This is really horrible to say, and I'm not judging the HA Society coaches because I'm sure they are great at their job. But personally,
yes, we are.
I am afraid that their body shape is what I need to get to in order to get a period back. I do not know their weights, but I do look at majority of the team and think they are heavy. Am I being really harsh here?
Am I being really harsh? I thought she said I am being harsh.
Am I being really harsh here? There's a question mark on that.
Oh, I was giving
her so the whole reason for this thread is because she's requesting a gut check from everyone.
Fair. You know what? That's fair. God. That's real life. We're not going to pick it up. Keep it going.
Okay. Am I being really harsh here? I'm sorry to be rude, but I can't help feeling scared when I see them and the weight they gain to get a cycle back. When this first got posted, we were all kind of like, oh, like this feels painful.
Yeah.
But as I sat with it, I actually just had a lot of compassion for her. And she is, the way she's writing this, she actually is aware that something's not right with her thinking.
Right.
But there's so much here to unpack. There's so much here.
Let's unpack. I'm going to go last.
Oh, really? I mean...
I know. Okay. I know.
I mean, I'm happy to get mine out of the way early, so...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, just where she kind of says, like, I'm afraid that their body shape is what I need to get to in order to get a period back, that is for sure, that's the reason most of you don't take action.
Hello, that was all of us.
Yeah. So that doesn't
5 pounds scared
me.
Us.
Oh,
what I want to address here is like, okay, if there is someone out there making you think that recovery in full control of your body, recovery without gaining weight is possible, you are living in delusion. And I want to reassure you that none of us, and honestly, I can't think of a single client, has ever come back and said, hey, I gained weight. I got my period back, I got my life back, whatever, but I still regret all of it. That has never happened.
Mm-mm.
So the longer that someone stays stuck in like, I don't want what you, like, do you really think that our life sucks?
I mean, like, look at us right now. This is so fun.
Yeah, when I got this comment, I was flying across the world to Kenya. Yeah. Living my best life.
I was in Utah playing pickleball in the mountains.
I was like, I just traveled for like 2 days straight, showered at an airport in London, living my life to like, I would say like the absolute fullest.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you feel sorry for me?
Yeah.
I feel sorry for you. Like, do you, like, yeah. I am
well,
living.
You're the one still stuck Googling every day, how can I get my period back without gaining weight? That sucks.
That does suck. And you know, like, we say that, and I will address some of the comments later, but we say that with full force because that was us.
Yeah.
Like the trapped feeling of every single day. Like, does my left lower ab look as lean as it did the day before? Yo, I get really fussy. I used to get really fussy if I had a puffy ab. I was like, damn it, I must have not slept enough. Oh my gosh, I probably ate too much salt. Oh no, cut the carbs, right? Because of a puffy ab.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm going to
I mean, that's just kind of what comes up for me. I just know that she's kind of like, is anyone else out there as afraid as me? Does anyone else look at them and think that looks scary? Or do I need a perspective shift? That's how I feel like she's asking it.
Yeah, it's an honest
question. And you know what? Question. Here's the thing is that as the HA Society, we have always said, hey, you can come to us and actually say the scary thing out loud. I think that's what makes our community calls so unique. And anybody who's come to a community call and stuck around knows that you can share the most cringe thing in your head. And like, we're going to like, no one's going to shame you for thinking that because we all
get
thought.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to filter you. Like we want you to say the real raw thing. Like what is on your mind? Because somebody else is thinking it.
Absolutely. Like she's not the only one to think.
Yeah. And you need somebody else to say the thing that you're thinking.
So we appreciate you guys being out there, and this chick's just the first one to say it.
Say it out loud. Yeah. Everyone else is thinking it.
And there are comments from people who were like, so I know what you're saying, what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, when I first read it as well, too, it did hurt because it reinforced that internalized belief that we all have that in order to, you know, be lovable, liked, accepted,
successful in business,
you know, whatever the thing is that we're all thinking having the societal acceptable body is going to get us. Like that is, it reinforces that belief like, oh, that's right. I need to look that way in order for people to like me and accept me. And, oh, also want to be my client and have like a successful business because I don't have the body type. I'm not getting business kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like whatever. Like it hurt at first. But then what came second is just the immense feeling of like, I guess like grief. And I just felt so bad. Mm-hmm. Like I feel sorry. I feel sadness of because I was there too and how much life that stole from me. And I just like, I want to shake them sometimes. Like, get out of this. Like
this girl does not feel like she has permission to be happy in the body. Like you have permission. We do that a lot to people, right? It's okay for Ashley. It's okay for Danny. It's okay for Mishi to be happy, but I don't deserve that.
Mm.
Is sometimes where this comes from as well.
Yeah.
Like it's not okay for me.
But why?
Yeah. So when I read this, which like, I mean, objectively, like I am the heaviest one on the team by far. I was, you know, thankfully I was in a place by far living my life to the fullest, like I was saying. And I was like, you know, I think this is actually a perfect opportunity. Because this is what we tell our clients all the time. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to think that you're heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to think that you're fat. Someone's going to ask if you're pregnant. Thankfully, like, I've never had that experience, but my clients will be like, so-and-so came up to me and asked if I was pregnant.
Someone's going to think you let yourself
go. Someone's going to think that you let yourself go. Someone's going to think, like, all these things. And, like, I was like, no, this is an opportunity to truly be authentic and be like, this is how I'm walking myself through it. Everything that I tell you to do, I do it too.
Mm-hmm.
But most of all, like I actually didn't even get pissed. Like I just like laughed. Like I actually laughed just because I was like, how ironic. Like I'm out here in Kenya about to visit some women that I absolutely love and who love me. I have like these women in Kenya who've like accepted me and love me and they feed me. And I'm not saying no to their chapati. I'm not saying no to any of their food. Like they're, you know what I mean? And I'm going to teach them about period cups and like do some really meaningful work in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm not shrinking back. I'm not going to hide on social media. I'm not going to not show you my bomb outfits that I have that like, you know, all these things. And so I think it was just this opportunity of like, yeah, I refuse to shrink back, you know, at all. But I feel like I truly understand where like she's coming from. And that's 100%. Why I'm not pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I used to be a nutrition coach and I lived like I was like, because I feel underqualified per degrees, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have the most shredded, jacked body. And I did. I achieved that. And like, I use that as, see, come follow me. I can help you get this too.
And how many other people online are doing that?
Yeah. And you know what? And it worked. It did work. I was very effective at that. You know what I mean? And so when someone's coming from a dieting mindset, which obviously you do have when you first enter HA recovery, that doesn't just disappear. It's logical for, because I'm sure she has picked nutrition coaches based on what they looked like. I really love her quads. I'm going to go with her. And so as she's venturing into HA recovery, she's just using the only tools that she has, mm-hmm. which is what she used to do when she would either pick nutrition programs, workout programs, da-da-da. Like, because that nutrition industry 100% uses their body to sell programs and for sales. End of story. That just is what it is. We're in the HA recovery business where I think for like the first year, because we came from that industry, I think we were really trying not to even put our bodies out there because like we just wanted our work.
We went the complete opposite.
We went the complete opposite.
And we still have.
Yeah. Yeah. No, entirely. Right. But you know, like, because you know, like we just wanted it to be on our merit, on our success, on what we were saying. So like we completely removed like our bodies from like social media really entirely just because we went so far the other way. Right. And so I understand why she's looking at my body being like, oh, well, I don't want, well, girlfriend, you can't have this body. This is mine. Like, what are you talking about, baby? Like, what are you talking about? Like, this ain't you. You know what I mean? Like, you, like,
you can't have this.
You can't have this. You know what I mean? And so I was just like, what are you talking about? I'm trying to talk about your ovaries.
Yeah.
You're trying to talk about my body. And I'm just like, I'm here to unsuppress your HPO access.
Well, just because.
And so, you know, that's why, like, there's so much compassion.
Yes, so much compassion.
So much compassion. Just like
she's not judging us. We're not judging her. But I will say, you know, if you have the desire to spend time getting on Reddit to ask a question like this and to say you're afraid of recovery because of this, it means objectively, maybe arguably, but objectively, that you are not living your life and you are stuck in a place that you need to get out of. And if a good use of your time is pursuing information about how to recover without changing your body, that is a problem from where we stand.
Well, that's a problem for all of us. And it's not just her.
I just,
yeah, it's like all of us, like all of us, we like all try. I mean, I spent 5 years trying not to gain weight and like recover my cycle. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I had an MRI scan. I was like, let there be a pituitary tumor.
It is not uncommon for us to get on a call with someone who is inquiring about coaching, who has had HA for a very long time.
That's what I'm saying.
And is like, I'm jumping on this call with you because there's a part of them that knows they need to have this conversation. But also, I have an appointment with an endo coming up, mm-hmm. and I'm seeing this person and that person, and I just want to keep investigating. Okay.
Yeah.
And we've done plenty of episodes, and we have plenty of resources out there about helping you, like, self-confirm what's going on here. And if you match all of that, if you're listening to the stories, and you match that, like, you're like, I resonate with these people.
Yeah.
And your lab work matches, and you haven't had a period in years, like, stop distracting yourself. Accept that this is your problem, and then, you know, bringing it back to this girl who knows, she knows, right? But I'm afraid that their body shape is what I need to get to in order to get a period back.
And, you know,
probably.
Well, here's the thing. My heart cries out for this chick because I'm like, oh, a nourished body scares you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, I mean, so like, so like, I don't even see this as personal.
No.
I'm like, oh, bless. Okay, hold on. Only like a feminine woman's body scares you.
Yeah. But like,
And I'm just like, and the body you're trying to hold on to
doesn't scare you?
Is going, well, You know what? It didn't scare me. I was like, hello, no. Do you see my two lower abs? Does not scare no. me. But yeah. You know what scared me? That I had no libido. Like, I was so anxious, like physically anxious. Like, my shoulders would be up to my ears. My digestion was horrific. I was in menopause basically at, I don't know, 28, from like 28 to whatever until like mm-hmm, I recovered. Mm-hmm. Being in menopause in your late 20s, yeah, that's a vibe.
Yeah. Well, osteoporosis.
Osteoporosis, osteopenia, dementia, you know, all these different things. Like, you're like down to like three foods because your bloating is so bad and like your digestion is.
Like, your hair's thinning. Like,
all this. Like, you have no sex drive. Like, you look great, but don't dare touch me. Mm-hmm, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, yeah. No. Like.
But you bring up a good point about how she's so scared to end up looking like us. But I think the bigger topic and the bigger thing we actually should be talking about and addressing is, like, why so many women feel that way. Mm-hmm. It's the messaging that we are all receiving, the internalization of fat phobia, a societal acceptable body. And I think, and here's how I'm approaching this whole thing, is just, like, society's never going to change.
No.
And
it's getting worse.
It's getting worse.
Yeah, enter Ozempic era, normalizing possible eating disorders.
But also, like, I said it. You will not catch me reinforcing that standard.
No.
No. Because that is the only way we can make change.
So if we post body pics, it's hard to, like, even if I want to post, like, a selfie of me in an outfit that I like, mm-hmm. it's hard. I have to run it through that filter. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is this helping or not? Like, is this confusing?
That's true.
Or not?
Like, no,
is this
no,
need? Does this need to happen or not?
Yeah. Does so the world need to see this? Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the time, because I think that 100 times out of 100, like, people are posting. Maybe that's no. I don't think that's true. I think, like,
I will post a good hair day.
Yeah, that's different.
Just because I only wash my hair. Like,
I think most of the time, no, because I can definitely think of people who genuinely are like, look at my outfit. Yeah. But a lot of the time, it's like, look at my body.
Yeah.
And it's all just some flavor of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard, like, to.
Yeah. And it's just the messaging. Danny, what you were saying earlier is, like, we've never actually had a client who goes through this process and is like, I hate that I did this. And, or say, having a client 6 to 8 months down the road who's like, I absolutely hate myself. I hate this body that I'm in. I can't stand it. Like, mm-hmm. I've not yet had that experience with a client. Maybe somebody else has had that experience.
Or they've been like, I'm not loving this.
Yeah, I'm not loving this, but, like, but
you know, like,
they're navigating it and they're getting through it and it's getting easier.
Because
and
there's some solid trade-offs.
Yeah, exactly. And so I just think as women, like, we need to be sisters to each other and to support each other. And
she, like, is the ultimate hype girl. Like, you know, a girl, hype girl. She's like, I got you.
She's like, yes, like, we, in order, we all hate the fact, like, I know she hates the fact that she had to write that. I know that she hates that she feels that way.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to help our sister, we have to change. Like, we can't, like, continue to reinforce this messaging that's suppressing all of us.
You're listening to the HA podcast because you're trying to recover from HA. So here's what I believe should be your next step. The Restore Your Fertility program is the same method that we use with our private and group coaching clients. We've been using this method since 2021, and it's wildly successful at helping women understand why they have HA, develop a plan to recover it, track their progress throughout, and fall pregnant if need be, and of course, stay recovered long term. One of the hardest parts of HA recovery is knowing what actually applies to you. You can listen to podcasts, read blog posts or Instagram posts, Google all of the symptoms, and learn a ton, but at some point, you do need to stop collecting information and actually follow a process, because not even ChatGPT can answer these things for you. That is what the Restore Your Fertility program is designed to help you do. And inside, we walk you step by step through the HA Society's method for restoring your cycle and fertility. You'll learn what changes to make, why they matter, and how to actually implement them in your own life. And it's not a one size fits all. you will go through various audits and sections that help you really customize this for yourself. And you will not be doing it entirely alone. You'll have access to our group calls and the ability to DM our coaches and other members or post in the main feed anytime that you have questions or feel stuck. The whole thing is month to month, so you can cancel anytime and you can move through the program at your own pace. So if you want to bust it out in a month, great. If you want to go slower, awesome. Want to stay for the community and accountability? Love that. So if you've been listening to the show for a while and you're thinking, all right, I understand, have HA, but what do I actually do now? This is where I want you to start. So go to thehasociety.com to join the Restore Your Fertility program and start working through the method today.
That is true. That is true.
And I think we need to spend more energy there.
Well,
then like being not to like, get off on that. Well, sis, what if somebody doesn't like me because I have a this body? Like, listen, I hate that came off rude and snarky, but I also just like want you to know that it gets better. The more you like spend time in a different body, you just get used to it.
Or when you spend time with a lot of hormones.
Yeah, hormones and being fed and being nourished and just being like stable.
In your right mind.
In your right mind. Because like when you are underfed, you're in survival mode. So of course you are going to latch on to like, what do I need to do to survive? Oh, I need to look this way.
Yeah, it makes sense. And that's why we get very like I hate that I felt snarky or whatever. We can just get very passionate about it because it is very hard to find words and express and convince you how absolutely fine it is on the other side of this. How not like the mountain that is made out of this molehill. Because we did it too.
Yeah. Absolutely, we did it. We lived it.
I cannot stress to you enough how much you're going to survive. In fact, thrive.
Yeah, I posted that today.
But people don't believe us.
No, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe
it. Yeah, I have two emails from two clients currently right now who are just like, how do I get through this? Like, I'm doing this, but I just don't know how I will ever be okay. I'm just like,
did you see what I posted? I said, your brain will never believe that you're capable of hard things until you repeatedly do hard things and survive that outcome.
Yes, because this is nervous system work. You just have to continue to create a new baseline of safety. And every time you're in that uncomfortable zone and you stay with yourself and you don't abandon yourself and you mother yourself and you become your best friend, your sister,
mm-hmm.
That's how you recreate this baseline of safety. Like, oh, it's actually okay to be me. It's actually okay to have a different body than the standard is saying mm-hmm. because like I'm not gonna abandon myself.
And you truly are learning a life skill. I don't think that we would be as far as we are in this business and in Juul or have even done Juul or whatever
mm-hmm.
if we didn't go through the experience of like, okay, you can do stuff that seems scary and potentially have an outcome that makes you feel uncomfortable and like still keep going. And so I think that, you know,
that's a skill set.
Yeah.
Yes.
Going through adversity.
Yeah. Like when like you realize that you didn't die.
Yeah.
You can do it again.
You're like, huh, that wasn't exactly enjoyable. But I serve, you know what I mean? You're like.
And then on the other side, I got something out of it.
Yeah. And then you got something.
I tell clients this all the time. I'm like, the biggest lesson I learned in recovery is that the fact that any time, like I just changed my relationship to discomfort. And now I know in life that when there's something uncomfortable, run after that thing. Because life gets tenfold better on the other side.
We used to verbalize that, be like, oh, does this make us, like very early in the business, we were like, does this make us uncomfortable? And we're like, yes. And we're like, God, that's probably the right decision.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, like
thing we spent 20 grand on, we were happy to start. We're like, let's go. This makes us uncomfortable. We're going to try it. Like, we're very afraid of the outcome.
We survived it.
And
we are on the other side. But our girl popped off an email for sure. I'll let him know.
What we're saying is like weird business decisions, like ones that don't work out that well. Yeah, I like because we went through this and if our clients are – I had a call with a client yesterday and she was like – I asked her, you know, how does the eating feel? Mm-hmm. Does it feel much different? She was like, yeah, it feels all kind of like the same. Like I'm kind of eating a little bit more of the same things I usually would. Like it's easy. And I said, oh, you need to eat more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not supposed to feel that easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. Right. And it's like, if you are just always comfortable, that's fine for you, but you're not getting.
There's no transformation.
There's no growth.
Yeah. Or growth. And also you're not going to have a meaningful change in your physiology if you're comfortable.
There's mm-hmm. nothing that gets better when you sit here and you stay comfortable.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean consistency is not the same as comfortable. Like stability is not the same as comfortable. Like being regulated is not the same as being comfortable. Is being like, I will serve comfort and I will do anything to stay comfortable at the risk of growth, at the risk of my health, at the risk of this, this, and this. Like that's where, so like, let's not say that you have to be in a crisis
or trauma because
every single day.
I also think that our client base and a lot of us think that in order to for something to matter or count or grow, you have to be in pain. We were talking about this in order to be successful or whatever, like it has to be hard and it has to be painful. This is different.
Right? No, it's
just different.
It is. Do we want to read the comment?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go through the comments because the comments are good.
All right.
There's probably a growth opportunity for us in this comment. So
we'll see. But this is encouraging because there are people listening who are like, but I felt that. I felt
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Right? So and guess what? You know what? I would personally want to coach her.
And also.
That's how much I'm like, girl, let's go. Like, I actually have nothing but love for you.
Everybody in this room felt the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. As in like, sign up. Let's go.
If I could go back 6 years, I probably would have wrote that same comment.
I know I thought that same comment. Stop. Like that was me.
Yeah. All right. Comments.
Yeah. Go to the comment section.
First one. To be honest, the HA coaches or other ED recovery people that are still really thin trigger me more. Like, how can you still be so thin and recovered?
That's a good question.
Valid. This is a topic we tend to stay away from because the truth is, like, you don't know. It's all speculation.
It is all speculation. So that's why, like, we don't want to have a definitive answer on it.
What we know as experts who do this all the time with people is, like, damn, that's crazy. How'd you do that?
Yes, but also being in this field and working with the clients that we, like, we've had conversations with thousands of women at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we understand that, you know, you can go through this process and you can recover and you can keep your disordered habits and you can keep, like, not everybody going through this process, like, does have the transformation, especially if they're playing, like, the game, how low can I go? So, like, it is possible for one to recover and have suboptimal, like, still be cycling, but does she have, like, really good healthy cycles?
Is she coming in and out of HA?
Exactly.
Is she having really bad PMS? Like, I think people kind of normalize PMS. I'm like, no, I think you should probably look at
address your food
a little bit more. But here's the thing. Look here. Just like we're asking people to actually see our merit and not our body, like I would apply that to whatever other people out there in a really thin body. I am more concerned about their habits that they are displaying and trying to use for marketing.
Right.
That's where I feel like I draw the line. Whatever body you want to be in, look here, genetics plays a role. You and I know somebody who would be on like keto and still ovulating.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? Like some people genetically can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? You're not going to have her genetics either. Your genetics are your genetics.
Yeah.
And so that's where I just feel like this conversation, I'm like, I actually need you to look at her habits that she presents. And I need you to look at how she talks about bodies and stuff like that. And I need you to look at just her method and if it works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's actually what I need you. Like that is what you need to focus on when you're looking for someone to help guide you through this.
And also
like someone who's not going to encourage semi-dieting behaviors so that you don't stay in quasi-recovery and staying in limbo. That's actually all I care about. That's what I wish for you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just check in with yourself. Like, are you just like, I want to work with this person because it feels comfortable and it feels safe and it feels like, are you going to ask yourself, am I going to have the real transformation?
Well, here's the thing. I fear that you're going to be really disappointed.
Yeah.
I fear that you're going to go with someone who's really, really thin because you think that she's going to help you stay really thin. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be very disappointed. You're going to like crash out.
You're going to stay in the process.
And then you're going to stay.
It's going to be so painful.
Well, that, and it's like, I fear that you'll give up on recovery because you'll feel like you're doing it wrong because your body doesn't match your practitioner's body. And the whole point is, baby, that's not for you. You can't have that. That's not you.
Yeah.
But that is actually not for you. It's not yours.
Listen.
That's just where I fear, you know, so that's like that mother side. I'm like,
yes, believe this or not, it is more painful to stay in resistance of what needs to happen than it is to allow your body to change. I know that's really hard to believe right now.
Lies, Mishi. You're a liar. Yes, I don't believe you.
I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that, like, oh, it was rainbows and butterflies. It was freaking painful. Like, I feel like on the spectrum of, like, because we're all kind of struggling with body image going through this process to a certain extent, right? Absolutely. Like, it's on a spectrum. I feel like mine was really hard.
We love the potato sack era of Mishi. Yeah, I really wish you would, like, post pictures.
I should, but
you should.
It was really hard. And it reminds me a lot of something that you talk about a lot of, like, if you've ever actually achieved, like, the thinness and the standard, like, being... Like, that's what makes it hard to have, like, to step into acceptance and surrendering of the process. And I think that's why it was so hard for me. And so, yes, it was, you guys, it was so painful. It was very painful. However, the resistance part was actually the most painful part, not the actual acceptance. Mm-hmm. Anyways, continue.
And there was, like, a girl who kind of said the same thing of just, like, I feel like you're... This post feels like a projection of your own body image fears onto these women. I've had similar thoughts about recovery, so I'm not judging you, by the way, but seeing this is not really helpful to me. Okay. This is a fun one. They scare me because they're rude, but that's a whole other story, and I'll read the follow ons. I feel you. They brush it off as tough love, but honestly, it's one thing to use tough love in coaching with a person who needs it because that's what motivates them. But another thing entirely when you're promoting your services while sounding annoyed by people who struggle with HA and ED recovery. Like, I get it. I also work with people and understand how frustrating this can be, but you're promoting your services while kind of belittling your potential clients. I don't know. This just doesn't sell it to me. And then this person follows up by saying, like, I've never actually worked with these people. It's just a vibe that I get.
Fair. Something
I just want you to know, I don't think we've ever, anytime we're ever in exasperation or something, it is always followed up with, we felt that way too.
Yeah.
We've always already been there too. I don't think I've ever really been like, I don't understand where this person is coming from.
I don't think we've ever said, I can't believe you've ever had that thought.
Everyone is different, and I don't want to be defensive about this. No one's allowed to be defensive.
No.
Everyone receives information differently.
Fair.
It is not in my personal nature to coddle. It is not in my nature to speak gently, invite someone to stay stuck, to invite someone to not continue moving forward. And I think that even if you have been rubbed the wrong way by something that we have said, you still have not been able to unhear it. And
she's like, so it's been effective.
I would, well, we talk about risking the relationship.
We do.
In coaching.
Do. Mm-hmm.
Whether you're paying me or not, whether I know you or not, I am not here to be your friend. Do we become friends? Usually.
Most of the time, like 99% of the time, yes.
I am not here to make you continue to feel comfortable. Most of us, like the people in your life, your friends and family, they don't want to see you in pain.
Yeah.
That's human nature. So they're often like, why don't you just stop? Why don't you take a break? You don't need to do this. Surely you don't need to lose weight.
My client's mom is doing that right now. She's like, you don't need to do this anymore.
It's very normal.
This chick just sent me a pic of massive cervical mucus. Girl, you right there. Stay there.
And if, like, we just want you to stop BSing yourself. That's all we want. And if we tell you it's okay, and like there are other people out there mm-hmm. who can hold your hand and tell you you're doing great, who can hold your hand and tell you that your fear is okay, and why don't you just like, I don't know what they even say. Yeah.
Because I feel like we are also validating our clients. Like, that is very real, how you feel.
And what helped me was people, because there are other people who run podcasts who have a similar style to us. We're not
you. Oh, okay.
Okay. What helped me was who said you need to, like, who said women are not supposed to have body fat? That's asinine. That's insane. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yes.
We are on your body side. Yeah. Like, how do you say it sometimes?
Oh, yeah. I am the defense attorney for your body. Yeah.
We're representing your body.
And so we're going to act like it.
Yeah. I'm a representation of your body.
I can receive this. I think that this could possibly be true, for sure.
Yeah, we have an attitude.
I definitely think that our tone can get spicy. I definitely think that my eyebrows can get wild. I definitely think that possibly in an effort to go directly to the root of the matter, we possibly pass up some gentleness.
And maybe even like, go like this or like look up, and it's yes. not at exasperation at the person, it's actually almost, it's always at exasperation of the society that's created this
thank situation you. Exactly. Yes.
that we're
yes.
now stuck yes. here having to resolve.
Yes,
it is never at
it
you,
is
the
never
listener,
the
writer.
Actual person, it is the situation that they're in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so maybe we don't do a clear enough job of maybe like separating that. So I receive this, and like if this person has felt that way, like you're not completely delusional. Like, yes, I am rolling my eyes. Yes, I am snarling.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
it's never actually at the person. It's the situation that they find themselves yeah. stuck in, because I really do value freedom. Like yes. So like, for example, kind of circling back, like I thought, you know, do you know what's freedom? Is that like we had that comment and here we are showing up in studio, and I am not shrinking back, and I'm not mad at her. Is that not freedom?
Yes.
Is that not freedom? Exactly. And I think that so I can get so passionate about wanting that mm-hmm. for other people mm-hmm. that I will admit I likely pass. I don't collect gentleness on my way to like deliver an answer or a thought or a moment that, yes, it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know what? You're right. Absolutely. Yeah. But what I will say is that the intention and the motivation is always out of love for that person. I'm just, my heart is just irritated that they're even in the situation, because the reality is that that's the same environment my daughter's going to grow up in.
Exactly.
So I'm already pissed.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I am pissed, but it's never at them.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Good one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Ready to move to the next one?
Yeah.
This person was like, that they agree with this. And claiming to get your period back in 30 days is such a false narrative. Did you read this one? Their latest marketing story, in parenthesis. That would mean you start ovulating within 2 days of working with them. Set such a false expectation.
No, that would be 2 weeks, but
yeah,
go on.
Yeah, okay.
That math isn't mathing.
Compassion.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like she started it.
Yeah,
she started it. She started the math problem, and I'm just correcting
you're not
the math.
Responding
problem.
Anyone who doesn't
know. Comments, are you?
No.
Okay. Reddit is not for companies to respond. Reddit is for the people.
Reddit is for the people. No, look here. Some people do recover, and you know, like
people recover quickly.
Look here, I recovered in 4 weeks.
You can,
and I was not. Yeah.
Many of our clients will get their cycle back within a month. We do have like a little bit of an internal joke of like, do we get to take credit for that or not?
Yeah.
But often you do. You can be right there. You can be right there.
And sometimes, you've likely had multiple follicular waves, and every single time you have a follicular wave and it doesn't go through, you actually abandon ship and start dieting and start going backwards. Rework it. And so when you come to us and you're already having multiple follicular waves, we don't sit here and be like, oh my gosh. No, we're like, hey, girl, you're close. Do you want to sign up? I have never tricked anybody into signing up. If anything, I probably do a really bad job of giving away too much free advice on the theater. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know, but the truth is, I recovered in 4 weeks.
Yeah,
I did not start there. I also had to gain 30 pounds in 4 weeks. That's not for you. That's for me. Okay, that's for me. But I was not close. I was not close.
And most of our clients have already been trying things and making changes. No one comes and signs up who hasn't made a change before.
Yeah, they're not like, this isn't their first day.
That's a very small percentage of people.
Yeah. Typically, like, you're on track, but you're at what we call your ceiling, and you need help with that next last 20, you need push 30%. Through it. Mm-hmm. And that can happen quickly because your body is actually, well, your brain is always scanning and always trying to find, do we have what we need?
Yeah.
And a lot of people are right there and very close to having what they need, and they just need help. Permission, maybe, to get
and
there.
Also, so like, just being like seen, heard, and validated in their struggle, which then creates a bit of safety.
So I think that's gonna have to be our last one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We will circle back.
Wait, do you want to read the last comment?
Well, I mean, there.
And just like, you don't have to. You can just summarize it.
Understand where you're coming from because I was there too. But I did work with the society. They changed my life in so many ways. This is me. We have a feeling we know who
this was. My client.
That I never thought was possible. Yes, I gained weight, but I also gained freedom and perspective and the ability to enjoy other parts of my life without constantly thinking about my body and food and working out. I gained more weight and fat than I ever thought I could, that I could wear comfortably and be happy. And to my surprise, I came out of the experience happier than ever. And I'm pregnant with my baby girl.
She did not die.
2 years ago, I worried I would never have a period again, let alone be able to get pregnant naturally. Also, like, the last thing I that's beautiful. And also, yeah, like, Reddit, you're right, it's not for businesses. And it's also mostly for people to say negative things.
But also, you know, like, I applaud her for getting a gut check.
I don't mean the, not the poster. I love the poster. It was like some of these people with the comments are like, oh, I was looking for an opportunity to tell you what I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey.
And this is ours. Oh, bless it.
Just know we're always on your side.
On your body's side.
Yes. Yeah, on your body's side. We're your we're your sisters.
Not your delusional side, and that offends you. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's
fair. Fair. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we're going to be that friend of yours who's not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be like, yeah, that guy sucks. Like, or, yeah, that haircut sucks.
But we're also not going to be like, how about if you don't that guy, we're never going to speak to you again. Like, we're not going to do that again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll respect your choices, but we'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's when you're in this situation, it's really hard to be honest with yourself. It's just, it just is.
It is, yeah.
Like, we get it. That's why we're here doing it the way we're doing it. Because if we keep telling you it's okay to go slow and it's okay to stay in,
it's okay to continue to be in menopause at 30.
Like, then we're not helping you, and
but it's not
help you.
We're not helping you, and we're not helping the greater society.
No. Mishi's girl power.
Girl power.
I was like, I know a lot of the other HA coaches do also actually deal with this type of feedback. A lot of us are out there are direct.
Yeah.
A lot of us are direct.
Yeah. But I think it's just because they're potentially maybe just not in a place to hear that right now.
Well, yeah. And it's completely different than what they're hearing from their doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's why it's so shocking.
Their doctor, their family.
Their doctor's like, yes, please keep doing cardio. You're fine.
Or other practitioners. There's an interest in here who's like, DM me if you want to consider some Ayurveda medicine options.
I was like,
so like, you're getting all these different.
But we had a really good episode on like what is true health or something, and we were just kind of talking about how like so many people can't even conceptualize that this is actually a problem, because like, what do you mean like you're not eating enough? What do you mean you're over exercising?
So Mishi, where can they find that episode so that we leave them with something?
I don't know.
We'll link it. We'll link it in the show notes. Because I do not know off the top of my head what episode number it is.
There's a lot of them, guys.
There are a lot of them. And I kind of think it was like, what is true health? But I don't really remember what I was thinking at the time.
Awesome. Well, thanks, guys.
All right, bye.
I know a question on your mind is, how long will recovery take me? And I know that because I get that question a lot. And it's tough because the timeline can be really unknown. And look, I can't give you a magic answer that's 100% accurate, but what I can do is ask you a whole lot of questions to understand things like what your lifestyle is, where your mindset's at, what have you already tried, what are you willing to try and not willing to try, and a lot more questions like that to determine a general range that you could expect. So I created a quiz to help get that answer to you, because I was asking these types of questions to girls all the time. So I thought I'd make a quiz, and it's called How Long Might It Take to Get My Period Back? The quiz. So once you go through it and you answer the questions, it will give you not just a time range, but a quick description of how you might be feeling to help you connect with that answer and see and make sure, yes, like this fits, this feels good for me. And don't worry, these ranges don't have to be set in stone at all. The goal is to allow you to look at the range that came based on your answers and decide, you know, do I want to do this or do I want to speed this up? So once you get your range, you'll also get a few emails from me that week with some important tips that are specific to you to help you work through some of the roadblocks that could be slowing you down and in turn speed up your recovery time frame. So take the quiz now. Just head to quiz.thehasociety.com or find the link in the show notes and let's do this. That's quiz.thehasociety.com.